Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences related during General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The number refers to the first page of the talk. Speaker, Elder Neil L. Anderson. Page 65. Story. Following the death of their mother, a young man and his siblings are blessed with financial means after the young man accepts a call to serve a full-time mission. Through faith in Jesus Christ, three brothers find strength to carry on after their parents and two siblings die in a plane crash. Speaker, Elder Koichi Aoyagi. Page 126. Story. While talking with a church leader, Koichi Aoyagi gains a clear understanding through the Holy Ghost of the role of adversity in the plan of salvation. Speaker, Elder David A. Bednar. Page 128. Story. David A. Bednar learns from Elder Robert D. Hales that when you cannot do what you have always done, you do only what matters most. Elder Randall K. Bennett. Page 69. Story. Randall K. Bennett's youngest grandson stumbles while learning to walk, but tries again with his parents' encouragement. Two Russian Latter-day Saints who feel prompted to share the gospel with each other eventually marry in the temple. Elder Kim B. Clark, page 124, story. Encouraged by the voice of the Spirit, the parents of Kim B. Clark accept a mission call to the Philippines. Elder Quentin L. Cook, page 39, story. As a young missionary, Quentin L. Cook learns what it means to be shipshape and Bristol fashion. Quentin L. Cook participates in the Jewish Shabbat. President Henry B. Eyring, page 80, story. An elderly sister thanks a deacon for passing the sacrament. Through the efforts of an elders' quorum president, the Lord touches the hearts of several less active prospective elders. Elder Henry B. Eyring's great-grandfather rejoices that the Lord watched over and inspired him during a difficult mission. Page 104, story. The Holy Ghost leads Henry B. Eyring's father to a sacrament meeting in Australia. After his wife dies, Henry B. Eyring's father is comforted by the Holy Ghost. Elder Bradley D. Foster, page 50, story. Ann Sullivan helps deaf and blind Helen Keller learn to read. Bradley D. Foster feels an urgency to help his children and grandchildren understand gospel truths after he interviews a worthy prospective missionary. Elder Alan D. Haney, page 121, story. After playing in a mud hole as a boy, Alan D. Haney is not allowed into the house after his grandmother sprays him clean with a hose. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, page 47, story. A dying less active member of the church fears to stand before his mother in the next life. A devoted mother helps her son return to the church. Lisa Tuttle Piper helps her daughter participate in the Hosanna shout. Elder Vaughn G. Keach, page 115, story. Surfers unhappy about a barrier built across the mouth of an Australian bay learn that the barrier protects them from sharks. Elder Larry R. Lawrence, page 33. Larry R. Lawrence gives several examples of how the Holy Ghost gives customized counsel to help people improve. Neil F. Marriott, page 30. After praying and searching 10 years for God, Neil F. Marriott finds and embraces the church. Sister Marriott's family exercise faith that they will live eternally with a daughter who dies following a bike accident. Elder James B. Martino, page 58. Story. James B. Martino decides to be baptized after sincerely studying and praying about the Book of Mormon. Elder Richard J. Maines, page 27. Elder Taichi Aoba teaches youth to center their clay on a potter's wheel. Nancy Maines discovers real joy upon finding and living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Carol F. McConkie, page 12. Story, a 102-year-old sister says she earned the young womanhood recognition by repenting every day. President Thomas S. Monson, page 83, story. After repenting and returning to the church, a woman and her husband find peace and hope through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Page 86, story. An Israeli officer wonders what to do about the light in the eyes of Latter-day Saints attending the BYU Jerusalem Center. Elder Hugo Montoya, page 53, story. A smile from President Russell M. Nelson brings peace to Hugo Montoya after his call to the 70. President Russell M. Nelson, page 95. Story. As a young, discouraged open-heart surgeon, Russell M. Nelson returns to work thanks to his wife's vision, love, and encouragement. A stake primary president's inspired comment changes the direction of a stake council meeting. Linda S. Reeves, page 9, story. After hearing a friend recount some of her challenges, Linda S. Reeves aches for those who have been harmed by others. Elder Dale G. Renland, page 93, story. After Dale G. Renland is called as a bishop, his brother tells him that the Lord called him for what he needs to do through him. The parents of a young man who dies of heart failure comfort Dale G. Renland. Elder Gregory A. Switzer, page 98, story. Gregory A. Switzer helps his grandson feel the melody and message of a hymn he is practicing on the piano. Elder Vern B. Stanfill, page 55, story. By relying on the collective light of a group of cyclists traveling together through a dark tunnel, Vern P. Stanfill overcomes his anxiety. Carol M. Stevens, page 118. Story. Carol M. Stevens uses love to persuade her granddaughter to stay in her car seat. Elder Gary E. Stevenson, page 91. Story. Following his call as an apostle, Gary E. Stevenson and his wife Lisa find their anchor to be faith in Jesus Christ and knowledge of the plan of salvation. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, page 15, story. An 11-year-old girl learns from her great aunt that loving God and his children is the key to happiness. Page 20, story. A Relief Society instructor stays up all night to make a quilt for a lesson on simplification. Page 76, Dieter F. Uchtdorf is surprised and sad to hear that an Aaronic priesthood bearer had distanced himself from God. Rosemary M. Wixom, page 6, story. Heavenly Father answers a young woman's prayer to know that he loves her. A starving man in Ethiopia is concerned for the welfare of an orphan baby. End of The Conference Story Index, read by David Shaw.